Good morning to you. So, just a few days ago, we heard that gunmen shot dead a commercial driver, kidnapped 8 passengers along the Abuni-Madegama-Emoha Road. Some of you will call it Emoha-Kalabari Road. That incident happened over the weekend. And it's not the first. According to reports from another driver, he said that this particular driver who was shot, identified as Salvation, was actually going towards Buguma from Choba when he was attacked and shot in a bad spot along that Emoha-Kalabari Road. That's not all. We also have heard that 3 passengers, if you remember, sometime in May, were kidnapped from a commercial bus along that same road, although they later regained their freedom at the time. But a female victim was the first to be released by the kidnappers. Then a teenager, an adult male, was released the day after the woman was freed. Whether a ransom was paid, we do not know. But as for the one that happened just over the weekend, our correspondent gathered that one of the passengers had been freed after paying 150,000 naira as ransom. Well, as for the other 3 that were released sometime in May, whether they paid a ransom, we don't know. But the police had promised that there was going to be a combined security efforts ongoing to ensure that the other passengers were rescued. Drivers operating that road one time had also threatened to withdraw their service if the problem of kidnapping was not tackled. Now, there was something that was said by the chairman of Akokotoro local government area, Roland Sekibo, and I would really want us to listen to that before we get on with the conversation this morning. So he told our correspondent at the time, Emeka Otuka, that the redeployment of soldiers on the road will address recent kidnapping which had been experienced on parts of the road. Let's listen to what he said.
You know, because of an ugly incident, they attacked the Nigerian army on that route. The army has withdrawn. For us, we are trying to see how we can bring the army back. Those these other unconventional situations, we will complement the efforts of the conventional situation rather than just going to push the police. So that is one of the things that has delayed the proper formation of what we plan to do. So I think with this recent happening, there is need for us to go back to our plan now to see how we can go through with it. It's not as long as the 3 of us, we met with the man in charge of the 103 battalion here at Arista, and he told us the reason why they will not go back on the road. Let me use the opportunity to plead with the Nigerian army that they should bring back their people on that same Kalabari Road, while we complement their efforts with the intelligence with our boys on ground.
So he mentioned something that sounded like reasons why the army had said they would not return to that road. He didn't state those reasons, and perhaps that information is not in public space. But whatever those reasons are, I'm sure if it's known, it should be addressed. Anyways, that's the situation of things at the moment. More has also been said with regards to the condition of the road and what should be done to address that problem. All right. My guest today is Asikatams Edward, IYC Chairman, Kalabari Sekbangi. You're welcome and good morning.
Good morning.
Quickly, we know that there's been talks about a protest because of the situation of that road. Tell us, first of all, at the moment, how far have you gone with that plan, with that decision, or that thought?
Okay. We, on the 4th of September 2021, we had the mandate of our people to speak in defense of their interests. And one of the tenets of the Joint Council is to ensure that government at all levels provide basic social amenities for the people whose mandates they got. And that's what we are doing for our people. IYC is apolitical, and so we have what it takes to come out and tell them, see, what you're doing is wrong, and equally commend them the areas where we feel.
So this protest, who is it going to be targeted as? Because many said the road is a federal road, and hence
that is the claim.
Federal government.
That is the claim.
But then some other people are saying it's in the state, and people who are dying are living here in the state, and so the state government should do something.
That is the claim,
that is
a federal road. But then the state governor, he has been awarding federal roads in Port Harcourt and getting the money. What stops him from awarding contract on that Emoha Kalabari Road? That Emoha Kalabari, if it's actually a federal road, then we have 13% oil derivation for all oil producing communities. 13% derivation. I will tell you, it's on record.
So if we have this, that would bring questions. Doesn't the money come to the communities?
It doesn't.
What about the local government chairman? What are they saying? What are they doing about the condition of the road? And then the lawmaker representing the constituency and the district at the federal level, what is being done about it? How are they pushing for that road to be looked into?
Okay, like the interview you just granted, the local government chairman of Akokotori just mentioned, I think they just, Nigerians just listened to him. He said they are working on, I think his idea to redeploy the Nigerian army on that road is the best approach. And so far, perhaps it is because the government are not building synergy with certain non-government organizations. Yeah. They don't get proper information on how far certain persons who have interests on the safety of their people, how far they have gone. Now there is an organization, the Bugma Peace Builders, headed by Chief Ibrahima Noman Wokoma, and they are working on something. We are in synergy. We are actually doing something.
Working on something,
yes,
to address,
yes,
the condition of the that road or the insecurity
meetings,
on the road.
We've had meetings with the garrison commander, and they gave a condition for them to man their people on that road.
And what is that condition?
The condition is they have to give a permanent structure on that road so that they can redeploy massively their officers to take charge of that road. Why they need it is, if you visit that road, it's quite terrible. You can't even entrust the life of your people on that road because nobody is doing anything. And so they said for them to redeploy their men, they have to give a full permanent structure, build a permanent structure on that road. Then they will send their people down there. Then Asare Toro, as I speak to you, is one local government that is insecure because they don't even have a single gunboat. So one of the requests made by...
They don't have a single gunboat. So the gunboats that were purchased, I remember the state government purchasing gunboats and handing over to the security agencies.
From a reliable, so they don't have a single gunboat. And these persons made a request to the garrison commander that they need a gunboat. They said, no problem. He sent the head of operations to liaise with the Asaito local government so that they can provide a gunboat to Asaitoro people, and yet the Asaitoro local government has not made any effort to ensure that they get the gunboat, or they even hold a meeting with the Nigerian government in charge, the Nigerian army in charge of the garrison command.
So as it stands, that's for Asaitoro local,
yes,
government. You know, there are there's a more local government as well. Any conversation in that direction and any efforts being made?
No, prior now, like, when the governor awarded the Trans-Calabar Road project, so to say, they kidnapped, that should be on the 8th of September last year, they kidnapped the expatriate in charge of that road, working with LCC. Now, when they did that, the four local government chairmen, Asare Toro, Akokotoro, Odega, and Emoha, they met and they reached a resolution, a communique, that they will engage a conventional security of about 160 men to man that area. They will provide vehicles for them. But you see, at the time, they begin to politicize it. Who will benefit from this? Who will perhaps gain more political relevance on this? And as such, the Asaitoro chairman and the Dega chairman, they pull that. And that's the essence why we are where we are today. Otherwise,
hold on.
Synergy with the company. LCC was ready to bring out their own quota.
You said who pulled out or who was not. How many were involved and who pulled out?
The four local government chairmen.
Okay.
At the time, the Asaitoro chairman pulled out. He was feeling
why?
Reason best to him. That's why I said petty politics and acrimony.
Now, this is the same
Asaitoro
local government chairman you are accusing of not continuing with the meeting to ensure provision of gunboat.
Yes.
And he pulled out of this as well, from your own
from
speculation, from your allegation.
From what I know.
From what you know.
Yes.
And can we know what you know? Is it possible we know why he pulled out, or what
is,
you know that made you feel?
It is what I just said. If I don't know,
petty politics.
Petty politics and acrimony is the essence why we are where we are as a people.
What kind of petty politics, if you can explain further so we understand, or what exactly you're saying? Because we know that the local government chairman had come together to set up some sort of local security outfit. And I mean, the MOR, local government chairman, was very vocal about that and was saying that they're trying to work together and the various local governments, and the funds would be a problem, but they have to come to some sort of agreement and how they were going to form something that was, in fact, to be precise. Let me get exactly what was said. The chairman of our Saritoru local government area, as an Anguifori George, his counterpart Chidi Lloyd, Akukutoro local government chairman Roland Sekibo, and Degema Michael John Williams, set to launch security outfit along the MOR Kalabari Road. This was in October last year. It says here that the chairman of Akukutoro local government area, while addressing newsmen shortly after the security meeting held in Asaritoru, said the measure is geared towards strengthening security along the road to boost economic activities in the local government areas. Now, if they came together to have this meeting and the essence was to see that that road is safe, why then would one person or two people be pulling out from something that
we actually preempted this when we came into office? We actually preempted this whole thing because we know that our administration will lead into this 2023 political and all that, and considering the past, you know, politically, because of diverse interests and all that, oftentimes Kalabari happens to be a flashpoint of violence. So we try to see how we bring out immediate approach to solve or to curb that social insecurity and all that. So we approached the three local government chairmen.
Okay.
Asaga, Dega, Akukutoro. Like I said, we came on the 4th of September, 2021. So that same September, we were able to meet with the Akukutoro chairman. We told him, see, the best bet, let us see how you engage the IYC on security. Because IYC is not a court group. IYC is apolitical. But when you engage them, their duty is to ensure the safety of lives and property within their jurisdiction. And immediately, the Akukutoro chairman is a product of IYC because he happens to be the first chairman in Abunima. He bought the idea and he launched what they call the AkuSpark. AkuSpark means Akukutoro Security Planning and Advisory Committee. And that security outfit, he had bought 5 speedboats to man the waterways. He bought Sayana for them, 2 Sayana, to patrol the 2 major motorable communities at Abunima.
Yes, he bought these for the AkuSpark that he set up.
Yeah, to take charge of the security of the Akukutoro in synergy with the other normal security outfits.
Okay.
We approached Dega. We told him that, see, this is the challenge we are.
That's Mr. Williams.
Yes, that this is what we are facing. Yes. On the waterways, you can work with the Bile people, you can work with the K people, because they already have a community security outfit that are over time have given trust, no confidence on the people. Then there are other communities like Bakana, there are other like Tombia. What we'll do is call the RYC boys over there. Not my predecessor, but a one-time IYC chairman happens to come from Bakana. When I spoke with him, he said, who do he entrust that leadership position to? I told him, you have a former IYC chairman from Kalabari, Prince Obraso Odum. Then my elders council chairman is equally from Bakana. I said, engage these persons. Let them bring trusted young men that we want to take this job seriously. And he said, okay, what he will do is after now he will call for a meeting and see how he engaged them properly. We've been expecting a response from you on that aspect.
That's from Degema.
Yes, but I will tell you, a month ago, I got a call from Bakana about kidnap. They kidnapped somebody, no, not somebody, business people. they went to market and bought this their plantain yam and all that, because that's what they do.
Yes.
They were transporting them while these boys ambushed them, took their money, raped some of the women. It was one of the victims that called somebody, that had to call me, my parliamentarian, that had to call me that this is the situation. And then I was in Bayelsa. I immediately sent him money. I even called the Prince Obraswa or Doom of Bakana that this is what is happening. You need to join us to intervene. He said, okay, he's going to send his boat. And so I sent them money. They hired another boat to join the boat he sent to them. And they went and rescued the people. That is what we wanted to do under Derga. What we actually wanted was a synergy between the three local government chairmen so that we can work together and ensure that all the waterways, our roads are safe.
So you're saying now at the moment, you're not getting
From Derga, Asaga, we've made several attempts. The records are there. I've called him, I've sent in letter, no response. So we've not been able to meet with Asaga chairman.
All right, Mr. Edwards, quickly, if you're listening, know that we are live on Facebook, so you can join the conversation there. Watch us live in the studio. My guest is the NYC chairman, Kalabarise Bangi Asikitams Edward, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. You can also join us on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. You drop your comments, your questions. I would be taking them as we make progress on the show this morning. The conversation is basically on the state of the Emoha Kalabari Road. And we have a question up for you there on Facebook, and would need you to answer that. The condition of Emoha Kalabari Road and other roads in River State, who should be held responsible for the condition of the road? That's the question. Who should be held responsible? If you've been following the conversation, it's also difficult here to ascertain exactly who we should hold. Perhaps you have something to say about it. So get on Facebook Live, Nigeria Info PH, and drop your comments, your questions for the guests, and I'm pretty sure answers will come in. We would open the phone lines, but that will be after a return from a short commercial. Meanwhile, back to my guest in the studio. You made mention of what's been the kidnapping that happened a month ago and all. The people who perpetrate these acts are not strangers, or are they completely strangers?
They are not Kalabari people.
Well, there are various local governments involved in that area, so you cannot particularly say it's one local government
now,
or the other.
When you say
or
they
whether
are...
they are even from this state, we do not know. But my point is, you are a native of the land, as well as other youths from the other various local government areas. Is it safe to say that you have no knowledge or idea of who these boys are, who could be perpetrating this, and why they are doing it?
Anyway, there is no society that is completely safe. And in every society, there are elements of criminality. So I can't actually say Kalabari people are. But we can have one or two people that can do that in connivance with strangers. But the truth is, that road where this incident kidnapping has been occurring is Emoha Road.
Emoha part of the road.
Yes, it's within the Emoha axis. The Iron Core area, the Israel Ama area, all those places are owned by the Emoha people. And that's why we are calling on Dr. Shede Lloyd. Is equally by the grace of God, is a Kalabari son. We expect him to be proactive to ensure that, because we are major victims of this kidnapping.
So I want you to state again, you're saying most of the kidnappings that we've had on that road has been within the Emoha axis,
exactly,
and not the other local government
areas.
Because we know that the chairman of Emoha has done quite a lot with trying to set up security outfits to manage crisis within his domain. Anyways, when we come back from this commercial, perhaps we'll get to talk more about it and more questions that you might need to answer. So just hold your thoughts there for us. If you're listening, your questions, again, we're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. Drop your comments. I'll be taking those questions when we return. You can also send us messages on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. Send in those questions. We'll be taking them shortly. We'll go on a very short commercial now. When we return, conversation continues. The phone lines will be open and we can hear from you. Don't forget, the question still is, condition of the Emoha Kalabari Road and other roads in River State, who should be responsible for the condition of that particular road, Emoha Kalabari Road? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The question still remains, who should be responsible for the condition of the Emoha Kalabari Road, amongst many other roads in the state that needs attention? Don't forget, there's the LMN one where the protest held at the time. In a shade too, a few roads have been spoken about, and many other roads across parts of the state that need attention. Don't forget, a very important one, SAS Road. The condition of that one is not something anybody would want to really wish his enemy, I must say. But major focus is on the Emoha Kalabari Road. We're aware of the situation and what has been happening on that axis. And before we went on the break, my guest, Asika Tams Edward, RIC Chairman Kalabari Sekbangi, said most of the kidnappings have occurred on the Emoha part of the road, which brings me to some things that have been done by the Emoha chairman to tackle insecurity and other challenges security-wise within Emoha and its environs. One of them was the Emoha Vigilante Service Advisory Committee. As part of measures to check such excesses, there's been increasing kidnapping along the Emoha Kalabari Road, and he had to do that inauguration. He was speaking at that inauguration earlier this year, sometime in June, where he charged the committee to identify blind spots for members of the vigilante service. He also explained why the service has not begun operation at the time. Perhaps I'll get to play that excerpt so you hear it. But first, let me take some messages from our WhatsApp viewers, I like to call them. Remember, you can join us on WhatsApp, watch and listen. Also, make your contributions, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. I beg your pardon. Nigeria Info PH. So I'll take some of your comments now. Gino Barrier, Caribou Nelson says, insecurity on Kalabari Emoha Road is worrisome. The state government must take urgent steps to rectify the situation. Jesse J says, the people of Emoha aren't the victims. It's always Kalabari's. Therefore, Kalabari local government chairman and their politicians should come together and put an end to this madness. Jessica Wokoma from Buguma sent in that message. Chibest Ike says, the truth is that the youth don't have jobs to engage in, so you doing what they think would earn them money puts all of us at risk. Ekujuru Lamasia from Malfo says the three local government chairmen should not play politics with the lives of Rivers people who use that road. Let necessary stakeholders ignore their differences and make sure the road is free from these hoodlums. Those are some of the messages from our Facebook portal. We still have quite a few. This is from Ozo Francis Namani. He says, okay, he's watching live from Enugu State. Okay, good morning to you, Ozo. Be a part of the conversation on Facebook Live. Again, drop your comments, Nigeria Info PH. On Twitter as well, we have a post up there, Nigeria Info PH. I will need you to react to it. Who should be held responsible for the condition of the Emoha Kalabari Road? Back to my guest in the studio. So, you highlighted the fact that some of the issues happened around the Emoha axis. Has there been any conversation with the council chairman, perhaps to form some sort of cooperation to work together and solve the problem? Because you've mentioned the Akukutoro, right? Local government chairman withdrew from support while some efforts were on to tackle the problem.
No, the Asari Toro. Sure.
Okay, Asari Toro, I beg your pardon. Asari Toro local government chairman. So brings me to question, if this is something that concerns everyone, why isn't everybody working together? And for you, what about efforts made to cooperate with the Emoha local government chairman, if you can tell us how that has been?
Okay. to manage that role before now, our leader, Alhaji Mujahid Asare Dokobo, deployed IYC boys to man that road at the moment while we build synergy with the IMOA chairman and see how we can secure that area. But along the line, the area commander of the Obama division called in and said those boys should be pulled out. That's another reason why that place is this naked.
Who called?
The area commander, in charge of the Obama Nigerian Army, called in and said those boys should be pulled out.
It looks like there's some sort of misunderstanding or lack of cooperation between like the I local government earlier. Chairman or community leaders or security agencies.
There was a meeting before then with the garrison command, and the garrison commander has also called this very area commander. That see, this is the decision we've reached. Ensure that you reach out to you and the head of operations, garrison command, meet with the Asare Toru chairman. First, to provide gunboat for Asare Toru. Then, secondly, meet with the force chairman and ensure that there is a permanent structure on that MOR road for our men to be redeployed. So if this decision has not been met and you want to do otherwise, it's just as if, you know, the military people, they stand by the decision of their superior officers. And the decision has been reached, yet you've not fulfilled it. And you want my people to go and man that area.
Has there been any reason why it has not been fulfilled? Because, I mean, when I played you the insert from something that was said by the chairman from, that's Roland Sekibo, he said something about reasons that was given to him by the military as to why their men are not there and was pleading that they redeploy their men. What could be the reason why the agreement has not been established as the agreement with the military that would facilitate redeployment of their men to the road?
I don't really know if they are aware of this very meeting, but categorically I'm telling you that from a reliable source that was the decision reached between the garrison commander and the peace builders led by Chief Ibrahimanu Mawokoma.
So now, if you're having the protest, who would you be calling on to ensure that things around the road is safe again for users? Who would the protest be targeted at? If you're saying we have all of these various individuals involved and different meetings have been held, yet we've not seemed to, from everything you've explained, gotten one leadway, then who would the protest be targeted at?
It is the responsibility of every responsible government to provide security to protect the lives and property of their electorates, of the masses. And so nobody is exempted in this very case, because at the level of the state government that claimed that road is federal government, that is federal road, of course I have stated it here earlier, that there is a 13% derivation for all oil producing communities, and River State happens to be one. And Kalabari is a major stakeholder in the oil industry. That 13%, in fact, from 2021 to 2022, 25.17 billion has been given to River State government as part of 13% derivation. So this money, where is this money? It should be channeled. Emoa people, Calabar people, we are hospitable people. We don't have issues with Emoa people because we've over time lived amiably. We've over time had a very good relationship. So we will not, because of some pocket of insecurity, invade Emoa. Because as I speak to you, the level of anger
community
is high.
Is it that the Kalabari people or the communities, Kalabari's communities are trying to say Emoa community is not doing enough to tackle it, or they are part of the problem?
Yeah, because it is their road. It is their road. This incident kidnapping is taking place. So the major suspect is Emoa people.
But they might say otherwise. If we get to hear from them, I'm pretty sure we're also going to hear
and
that.
And that's why we need to work on the road. That's why we need to work on the road. The governor should channel that 13% derivation to work on that road, to rehabilitate that road. Then secondly, the four local government chairmen should build synergy, come together and see how they redeploy security men, security personnel to take charge of that road.
Okay.
It is the responsibility of all. Don't forget, crime is local. And so when crime occurs, it is within that territory. It is the people residing within that territory that are responsible of that crime. You can't remove them from it.
We'll come back to perhaps if there's been any leadway with regards to those behind it and why they should be doing it. But first, we need to open the phone lines so we can take contributions from our callers and also take questions. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. Again, 0817-923-0003. Please, when you call in, ensure you go directly to the point, make your contributions or ask your questions so we can take as much calls as possible. Thank you. Meanwhile, on Facebook Live, Zo Akekwe Kwanu Kenneth says, the state government should be held responsible. We voted for a government that will take care of River State, not just a part of the state. The Calabaris, Echiers, Ogonis, all other parts of the state are suffering, and yet the government is building roads and other unwanted projects. Dennis is calling from airport. Good morning, Dennis. You're welcome.
Yes, Andrew, good morning.
All right, go on straight to the point.
Andrew, I feel very sad when I hear this type of news or the proliferation of insecurity all over Nigeria. What is the cause? Simple. Election violence and rigging, which has prevented Nigeria from selecting good leaders. Who does not know that has gone to school that authority flows from one line? Now, the proliferation of security bodies all over Nigeria is simply going to conflagrate and burn the country. Now we have a police system that has completely failed. They do not understand their jobs, as the Bible said about bribery and corruption. Now the effect is here with us. How can you now employ here and there security men everywhere? It will not work. In the master's degree, they tell us everybody was given a job, and everybody thought somebody would do that job. But at the end of the day, they saw that nobody did that job. And that is the essence of delegating properly when you have a job to do. If people who have administrative knowledge had been ruling this country, Nigeria wouldn't come to this state that it is today. It is so sad. Thank you very much.
Dennis, thank you very much. Hector from Ogogoro on the line. Good morning, Hector.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Good morning.
Yes. It is the responsibility of every government or any government to secure lives and property. In fact, if one of the first obligations of government is to secure lives. Now, whatever thing that is happening in that Demowa Calabari Road, it is because the government has failed. Now, the main thing that would have been done that road is to, you know, put that dilapidated road on a good condition. That road is bad. When it's still talk, some people say it is a federal road. But the governor has been working on federal road. The flyover this governor has been doing on Aba Road. Aba Road is federal road. Most of the roads are federal roads. What will it cost this governor, the government, to put that road on a good state, even if they claim they are working on the set Trans-Calabari Road? At least the road should be put in a good condition, because if criminals take advantage of the nature of that road and undo the people. So the governor, I appeal to the governor to put the road on a good condition. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Dumont from Ajib, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I want to greet our guest in the studio. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. Go on, Dumo.
Okay. The truth there is that road has become a death trap to the Calabari people. And the Calabari people should know that we, as people, the governor does not have interest in Calabari area. So we should look for anything possible.
I think that would be unfair to
make sure that we guide our people. Because the governor is busy commissioning projects. It doesn't mean that they are kidnapping. They are killing. But there's no way the governor has come out to say that. It's bad. He hasn't condemned it before. So you see that the Calabari people should wake up and do something for themselves. Well, so that the Imoha people know what is happening there. These vandal tax people, they are the people that are disturbing that area. So please, I was the president, make sure that you meet the local government chairman then. If they are not in one unit, please come out and see that. Look, this is what they are doing. Because they are just the governing the people. Thank you.
Okay, Dumo, thank you. We now move to Honest from Imoha. Okay, we lost that call. Young is calling from Abunima. Good morning to you, Young.
Yes, I'm calling from Abunima.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, the truth about that insecurity along that Calabar Imoha road is, one, the Imoha people, they know something about that road, the insecurity, yes. Have you imagined they have not kidnapped any farmer farming along that Imoha this? How come they are kidnapping the only Calabar people? Then secondly, I think
we should make this clear. You can't say that only Calabari people are being kidnapped on the road. That would be inappropriate.
Hello?
Yes, I say you can't say only Calabari people are being kidnapped on the road. That would not be correct because we don't have that data.
Okay.
And not only Calabari people use the road. And not only Imoha people use the road as well.
Have you heard they have kidnapped any farming along that Imoha?
It's very possible because people who do business and transport their goods to sell have been kidnapped at various times on that road.
You cannot say
it's just Calabari people. Or just Imoha people.
Okay, let's forget about that. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, the governor posted C4I policemen, so the four local governments of that area. Imoha have one, the three local government areas of the Calabari Kingdom. They are Bonima, the Degema, the Buguma. What are they doing? Why don't they come to that road? Because security police post.
All right, Young, thank you. Dusom from Ajib, talk Hello. To us. Good morning, Dusom.
Yeah, good morning.
You're welcome.
Yes, I just want to respond to something the young man, the guest in the studio said.
Mm.
That he was talking about invasion of, they don't want to invade the battery because of that thing that's going on there, that's in their route. How did he know? Didn't he hear the route is Calabari or Bakri route? Ogbakri, Calabari route.
I don't think he mentioned Ogbakri.
Why would you say it's only Ogbakri? I mean, did you know here that most of the time, after they kidnap people, they carry them to their boats and zoom off towards their area? Why is he saying,
I think you got it wrong, Dusom. Thank you very much.
Let him be civil.
He didn't saw Bakri at any time.
It's not Bakri matter alone. Now he's saying invade what? Thank you.
All right, thank you, Dusom. But I think we tried to address that already. He didn't say Ogbakri, by the way. He said Imoha, and I was asking him why they feel that way. He said the speculations that people have is because the incident happens around that area most of the times, people from the Calabari communities are beginning to think or say that, the Imoha people should be aware of this. And I'm of the opinion that everybody should be aware of it because the road is used by everyone, and you can't tell. I asked you earlier, do we know who is behind it or why they are doing it? And you said it's difficult to ascertain. So if you already said it's difficult to ascertain, why would you then now feel that because it's happening around the Imoha axis, so the Imoha people should know? If all the meetings that has been held by security agents and different stakeholders from the various local government areas have not been able to pinpoint exactly who is behind it and why they are doing it, if you can just tell us that in 1 minute.
No, the truth is some of these victims, they happen to be our relatives. These kidnapped victims, like the recent one they released, Igoni Bob Manuel, he is my younger one from the same compound family. So we were able to reach out to him. He said he paid 200,000 naira to these boys. And these boys, they are not speaking Calabari language, they are speaking Ikuri language. So
that was what he said.
Yes.
And
it's not him alone, other victims as well. They confessed to us.
And the security agencies are aware. Like, after they've been released, was there any official report to the police?
Yes, they went and did entry. After they released them, they went and did entry.
Mm. Okay. I'll see if I can take one more call, and then we'll take a few messages on WhatsApp before we wrap things up. Good morning, Nigeria Info, David from Yenagoa.
Yes, good morning, my brother, man. It's me, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I am a Calabari man. And indeed, I know the suffering, the plight of my people, what we passed through on that road. You tell me, Andrew, you remember the governor some time ago. My people gave him a chieftaincy title, and he drove through that road. Unfortunately for my people, instead of them to allow the governor to drive on that rough road, due to high service and what have you, they went and poured some chippings and what have you for the governor to pass. Today, that road is no longer accessible. Every day you hear one kidnapping or the other. What is happening? What has the Calabar Kingdom
so
done
to the
governor?
So the big question is, if people
for
can
my
go
people,
get chippings, why don't you do the same thing now?
Yeah, no, baby.
So people
you
can
see,
pass.
The deputy governor will tell us, come from the Calabar area. Now, I want to ask the deputy governor with all due respect. For the 8 years, the deputy governor has spent with the governor of River State. And looking at what the governor is doing in Saga and Obiakpo, will the deputy governor, Her Excellency, come to tell me that she's satisfied with the development level of the people of Calabar Kingdom?
All right, David, thank you very much. We get that question from you. Ayiba Dixon on Facebook says, Ifeyemi, good morning. That road, they are calling Federal Road. Last time I checked, I have never seen any federal government official plying the road. Harry Adolfo says, I want to ask, is it that the local government areas making use of the road don't have local government chairmen? Big question. Ibiato Meimi says it's an attack on Calabaris by... I wouldn't take that. Young Contra. I think we have to cut off the idea and not try to make this tribalistic or community versus community. That's not what really it is. I mean, crime is crime. And again, we don't really know exactly who and who. Even if you said some of those who, you know, were kidnapped and later released said this was what the person can speak. Anybody can learn any language and speak it.
For what we know,
in fact, it could be some people trying to cause issues between both communities, and doing that, you can't tell. That's the reason why we have to have proper investigation. Well, thank you very much for being a part of the conversation this morning. My guest has been the RIC chairman, Calabari Se Ibangi. Any date yet for the protest?
Yeah, what we are doing is we are on consultation.
Okay.
Once we are done, we'll take a date. We are taking a date and moving down to Emoa local government. It's a protest letter we want to submit to the chairman.
Okay.
Yeah,
to Emoa local government.
Chairman, yeah, that you should come to our head and ensure that that place is well secured.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Edwards, RIC Chairman Calabari Se Ibangi. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Jude will be coming in shortly for Hello Port Harcourt. Stick around. You do not want to miss it for any reason. Have a lovely, lovely day. Thank you very much for all of your contributions. Good morning.